Oh yeah, you guys came up. Good morning, everybody. I'm Pastor Barry's wife, Dale, and I just want to welcome you to our Mother's Day service. Most of you know that I love the Hallmark show, right? So one of my favorite actresses is Jen Lilly, and I heard her testimony the other day, and she said something that made me laugh. She said there's four voices that we hear. We hear God's voice, right? We hear the enemy, Satan's voice sometimes. We hear our own thoughts and our own voice. And the last one that made me laugh is we hear our mother's voice. So this morning, I'm really pleased that we have a Mother's Day panel today. So I'm going to share the opening Bible verse. It's John 4:39. It says, "Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did." This is a story of the Samaritan woman at the well and her encounter with Jesus. Because he touched her so much, when she told everybody what he did for her, they believed. And that's what testimonies do. They stir faith and belief in people, and they point everybody to Jesus. So I'm going to open up in a word of prayer. Dear Father, thank you so much for our Catalyst family. You know, Pastor Barry and I love them so much. From the youngest baby to the oldest person here, Lord, thank you for being God and King, and thank you for all these beautiful ladies that are with me this morning, and I pray all this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the panel's going to introduce themselves to you. They're going to say their first and last name, how you serve God at Catalyst, stage of life your kids are in, and share one thing you love about being a mom. So we're going to start right here.
Hi, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Mindy Tangen, and I serve the church by leading a small group with my husband, Lauren, which is a lot of fun. And I also oversee the once-a-month church lunches. As my dad said, our church loves to eat. So it's really fun to see everyone getting in line and chatting and just really having a good time fellowshipping with one another over food. The current stage of life I'm in is I have two boys. My oldest, Hudson, is almost 4, and my younger son is 16 months. And I would say that the one thing about being a mom that I love is being their safe place. I really feel like a mother carries the heartbeat of the home, and I just love speaking life into them, encouraging them, and also seeing the brother-to-brother bond, because I come from a family where I have one sister and one brother, so I never saw the bro-to-bro relationship, and it's really tiring at times, but very exciting. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Marcy Vanuya. I lead worship twice a month here at Catalyst. I also help support Magnetic Youth Ministry, which is a huge blessing. I have two kids that are both in high school. They go to different high schools. So I have my daughter, Mimi. She's a freshman at Cerritos. And then my son, Micah, is a senior at Carr, and just finishing up those last few weeks of high school. So yes, so that is really fun, actually. Something that I really love about being a mom is really just that, like, kind of responsibility, which might sound weird, but I really appreciate being trusted and just being able to kind of like share and pour into my kids, and that they're old enough to just really like receive it and think it through and challenge it and discuss things. And that's just something that's really special and sweet to me as a parent.
Good morning. I'm Nancy Harada, a blast from the past. I actually have started here, you know, when Catalyst first started. We actually raised our boys here, but recently God had me move to Boston for a couple years, and then now we're in Seattle for the last 3 or 4 years. And my two grown boys, young men, are Brett and Dylan. Brett, you heard from last week, he oversees the Forge ministry, and Dylan teaches in the children's ministry. You know, when I think about one of the things that I love about being a mom, and I think I feel like that was the first time I understood and got a glimpse of what unconditional love was. You know, we talk about, you know, God's unconditional love, and sorry, Don, you kind of hope your love for your spouse is unconditional, but sometimes there are conditions. But man, the minute they put those babies in your arms, it was like, wow. this gave me a greater depth and understanding of what God's unconditional love for me was.
Hi, good morning. My name is Nancy Aisawa, and Bob and I, my husband and I, Bob, we lead a small group, and I'm also part of the Healing and Wholeness Ministry, also an intercessor in the church. My son, I have a son, Matthew. He just turned 38, and he's married to my daughter-in-law, Steph, and they've been married for about 8 years. My daughter's name is Steph. She's 33. She lives in Orlando and works for Walt Disney World. So for the last question, I just got this card, Mother's Day card, from my daughter, Steph, and I wanted to read it. It goes, Mom, now that I'm older, I see you in a whole new light, in a whole new way. Instead of just my mom, I see you as a role model, a leader, a powerful force in so many lives. I see a woman who found her place in this world with purpose and strength. I've seen you create a beautiful life, and you will always be an inspiration to me. And this is what she wrote. I couldn't have said it better myself. This card captures how I feel about you perfectly. Thank you for always being an inspiration and a North Star for me. I'm so grateful each and every day that God planned for you to be my mama. I love you so much. And a very, very, very happy Mother's Day to you. So, you know, for her to be able to say that at this point in her life, it's really a testament to God's power to heal and bring reconciliation. And it's so precious. I've read this card many, many times already, and I will continue probably to read it.
Okay, yeah, thank you guys for that introduction. Okay, now I'm gonna interview them separately. Okay, so Mindy is Pastor Barry and my oldest daughter, and we're so blessed. We have such a beautiful daughter that loves the Lord and gave us the cutest grandkids. So Mindy, one Bible verse that reminds me of you is Isaiah 66:13, and it says, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. And this year is that one of the roles of a mom is to comfort. And I see this all over you. Whenever the boys get hurt or they're crying, they run into your arms. And it really touches me. So a couple questions for you, Mindy. First one is, how is it being a mom to two young boys?
Well, there's never a dull moment. It's always entertaining, and it's never quiet. And when it is quiet, I know that something's happening that shouldn't be. But I think it's been cool, like I already said, to see the brother-to-brother relationship, but just to see how they've really stepped into their roles. Like when Caden was born, Hudson was about 2.5. So it's been neat to see over the past almost 1.5 to see him really like protect Caden and care for him and just be more empathetic. So I think it's neat to see as your kids are born, just them develop things that they've either seen or just that they've been put inside of them. And Caden, it's cute to see how he's just a fighter. He wants to be with Hudson wherever Hudson's at, wants whatever Hudson has, and wants to be doing whatever Hudson has. So it's cool to see, you know, at such a young age that he just really admires Hudson and wants to be close to him. And I think I just love connecting with them. They're just really sweet and precious at this age. And I know that, you know, they're not gonna always want the hugs, cuddles, and snuggles. So I'm just really trying from the beginning to just treasure the stage and treasure the age, because you don't know when it's gonna be the last time that you get a hug or the last I love you, Mom. So just really holding on to those.
Okay, thank you, Mindy. And one more question, Mindy. Was there a time when being a mom challenged your faith?
Yes. So I had to really pare this down because I could probably talk about this for 2 hours or more, but I'm not going to, don't worry. So I'll take you back to 2020, March rolls around, and boom, the pandemic hits. and my firstborn son, Hudson, was born that July. So already, challenge, pandemic, unknown times, new parents, baby. You know, church was shut down, it was online, but we weren't really seeing anybody, and it just felt really isolating. It felt very lonely, and you know, as a new mom, like, you wanna try to do what's best. So there was one word that really gripped me with fear and anxiety for pretty much the whole year of his life, and that was feeding time. Like, all babies need to be fed, but Hudson had some feeding challenges from the very beginning. It was really hard and not enjoyable. And you know, when you're feeding your child, you always hear stories of, oh, like, you know, they're so close to you and it's a bonding time, but it was a battle for us. And he had a tongue tie that we ended up deciding to get clipped, and that was traumatic in itself. And I feel like just because it was the pandemic, I just became really fixated and controlling of his feeding. Like, poor guy, he honestly probably thought that his bassinet was the scale, because I would throw him on that thing pre-feed, before I would feed him, after. I would subtract if he was wearing a short sleeve onesie from a long sleeve onesie, and if his diaper was dry or wet. Like, Lauren probably thought, what's going on? Is this normal? Which I don't think it was, but I really feel like it stretched my faith. And I remember, as I was going through this trial, my dad said something that really stood out to me. And he was like, Mindy, Hudson's gonna be okay. I know that it doesn't seem like it in your perspective and from your role as a mom, but you have to consecrate him. Like, you have to learn what that means. And for those of you that don't know what consecrate means, it means to surrender, to, you know, give the child up to God. And that really gave me peace, knowing that as much as me and Lauren love our boys, as much as we want to do whatever we can to provide for them, like, how much more does God love them? How much more does God have a hope and a plan and a future for them? So just hearing that word consecrate, like, I held on to that for that year. And one verse that stuck out to me for that year of Hudson's life was Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And like, as I look back on that year, I felt like I could see God being like, okay, mama, go lay down, go rest. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna rest. I need to make sure my boy is fed, right? So it was that grace of me learning that it wasn't all on my shoulders. You know, in life, there's some times where you're going through a challenge and, you know, you want to do it yourself. Like, I got it. But I felt like God had to kind of wear me down and be like, okay, like, are you ready to give up the scale? Are you ready to, you know, surrender Hudson to me? So I'm actually really thankful that that happened early on in his life, because I know there's going to be many challenges that I face with both Hudson and Caden that I can't foresee now, but I could cling to what God's done for me and what he's shown me, and just the act of this to this.
Yeah, thank you, Mindy. I love what Mindy shared, because as moms, we always have to dedicate our kids back to who they belong to, which is the Creator. So thank you for sharing that. Next, we have Marcy. You know, Marcy comes from a rich Christian heritage with her mom, Catherine, who I love very much. And then Marcy's late father, Stan, who was an awesome pastor and preacher. And I remember going to Catherine, you're in Stan's home, when I was in college, and we'd go there to learn about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit on the first Friday of the month, and I would see Marcy when she was little running around the house. But Marcy, one Bible verse that reminds me of you is Proverbs 31:25. It says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. This is Marcy. She wears Christ well, and she radiates him. And even when you talk to her in person, like, she's an awesome worship leader, but there's so much wisdom on Marcy's tongue. So for you, Marcy, you're a working mom of two teenagers. What is life like in this stage for you?
Yeah. I didn't picture myself being a full-time working mom, but, you know, the Lord led that way, and Jerry is an extremely supportive husband and very empowering, and you know, speaking into me and everything. And the work that I do now, I work at a university, and there's I work in the Division of Student Development. And so all day, every day at work, I'm thinking about students, I'm thinking about other people's kids and my own kids, and how to grow them, and how to just kind of do as much as I can in the short amount of time that I have, you know, with the students that I work with. And then, of course, that's great as a parent, because now I can pass those things on in my home as well. So just like four things that kind of stood out to me when I was thinking about this over the past week, because, you know, I have teenage kids, like I said, and they're very, it's really good just to be able to like have that relationship with them from the beginning, just building that bond. And I think the four things that kind of came to mind this past week, it's like being consistent, being a presence in their lives, listening to them. Listening is so important, more than talking. And then also processing with them through all the different things that they go through, you know, so whether they're like having relationship problems, friend problems, like, you know, they tried out for that part in the play and they didn't get it, those disappointing things, like all the normal things that are very heartbreaking to them or very hard or really exciting, just like having that listening presence. And then also processing with them and like knowing your kids and just helping them know themselves. So for example, like, yeah, are they an external processor? So actually having a conversation and asking questions is helpful to get them from here to there. And it's not me leading them like, hey, you should get to this answer. Not that kind of process, but just really exploring and being curious about that. And then not trying to fix things all the time. Like as parents, as a mom, you know, you definitely want to like have the good advice and like have the answer, but you don't. And so it's like pointing them to God, trusting God yourself, and then also, celebrating with them when they are making those good decisions and that type of thing. So.
Okay, and Marcy, how has the Bible helped you in your motherhood?
Yeah, I wake up really early. Jeremy was just asking me. He's like, "What time do you wake up in the morning?" I'm like, 6:15. He's like, "Every day?" And I'm like, "Yes, every day." And I did that at first because Mimi wakes up at 6:15 and she doesn't like to be awake by herself, so I wake up. But then now she sleeps in longer than that, so I have to wake her. But anyways, I keep that morning time to read the Bible and to connect with the Lord. And the Bible really reminds me, my parents modeled that growing up, like always reading your Bible, always prioritizing that relationship with the Lord. And so the Bible just reminds me who God is. And so whether I'm reading, like right now, I think today I read like the book of Amos, or Obadiah or something. Some of them are just like, wow, Lord. But it's like, God is big, he's just, he's righteous, he's strong, he's holy, he's like before time, you know, all those things. And he's loving, he's kind, he's all of those things. And so that really helps me in my parenting, just to remember who God is. And just point me back. I'm like, you're not here to solve these things and fix it by yourself. You're here to partner with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Let him move through you in whatever small ways you can, to your kids, to whoever's around you, in your marriage, in your family, and walk that way. And it's going to be different every day. And like, that's exciting and scary and good.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Marcy. Yeah, reading the Bible is just Jesus, right, and God and the Spirit, and I just see that in Marcy's life and walk. So as moms, we need that. Okay, next we have Nancy Hirata. Nancy is my longtime friend of almost four decades. She's my Martha Stewart kind of friend. She's a good cook, good baker, really artsy, really creative. Like, she's awesome. And so, Nancy, for you, one Bible verse that reminds me of you is Matthew 6:34. So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. And I see this in you, Nancy, like whenever we walk, whenever you come from Washington, we go walking, and after I meet her, this verse, I'm not as anxious because God's in our tomorrow. So yeah, really thank you for that, Nancy. So Nancy, for you, how do you parent from afar? I mean, you live in Washington and you're boys are in California.
Well, I think with every stage of your children's lives, you have to adjust and you parent differently. And so in this stage, right, God has me away. And you can't really tell them what to do anymore, although you'd like to, but you know, you can share your heart. And so we have conversations, we text, we call, we FaceTime. And I think parenting from afar for me is more about role modeling. You know, in Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a season for everything. And in this season in my life, you know, God has us away. And I think it's good for them to see that even in this late stage of my life, that, you know, God has a purpose for me outside of being their parent. And so when we moved to Washington, my heart has been and is, you know, Lord, don't let me miss what my kingdom purpose is. And whether that is whoever he puts in my path, whether it's a coworker, whether it's standing in line and meeting somebody. And so my hope is that, you know, they see me living that out. And for the boys, that season has given them the time to, as what Don calls, preparation for separation. It's given them time to grow personally. It's given them time to mature, to become independent, and learn how to actually manage a household.
Okay, and Nancy, how do you trust the Lord with your children?
Well, definitely on my knees in prayer. But also, you know, I reflect back and I remember when I had my first child and someone said something to me and I kind of was like taken aback. They said, you know, you're raising your kids so that they can leave you. And I thought, wow, how insensitive. Like, that is the furthest thing from my arm, like my babies, right? But you know, now that I have young adult kids, I see the wisdom in that, because you want to raise your kids to be, to have a relationship with the Lord, to be emotionally capable, to be independent, and to be, you know, contributing citizens. And I think I have to trust in the things that we've sown into our kids from an early age. You know, when they were little, I was a stay-at-home mom, and they said, Mommy, are we poor? And I said, we are rich in love. And so, you know, I hoped that, you know, and that's what they were raised on. And so the hope is that they know that our value and standard of what is being rich is by our love. And it's funny because then when, you know, they got older and they asked for the Xbox and they asked for cell phones and they didn't get it, they're like, yeah, I know, we're rich in love. So you know it sticks when they throw it back at you. You know, when Dylan, as an infant, we thought he was diagnosed with Kawasaki's disease. When Brett in junior high was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, I feel like the Lord really showed me what Matthew 7:11 meant. And it reads, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you good things to those who ask? And I realized then that I was blessed here on earth temporarily to be Brett and Dylan's mom. And ultimately, they were God's children first. Mm-hmm. And as much as I loved them and my heart hurt for them, that God loved them even infinitely so much more. And that's how I'm able to trust my kids to the Lord and to be able to release them and let them go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Nancy. And I really appreciate Nancy because her identity is in Christ. It's not in her role of being a mom or what she does for a living, but it's who she is in Christ. So yeah, thank you, Nancy. Next we have Nancy Aizawa. Nancy and two other girls, they pray for me once a month on Zoom. You know, they're so sweet. They pray for me and Barry. And Nancy is such a prayer warrior. And every time I finish the Zoom meeting, I just feel like, you know, my thoughts are more heavenly. My perspective's better. I love that about Nancy. One Bible verse, Nancy, that reminds me of you is Colossians 3:1-2. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So for you, Nancy, how do you train your mind to get this heaven-focused mentality that all of us need?
I had to think long and hard about this. So, but, you know, kind of dawned on me this morning, the answer is actually in your question. It's how do you train your mind? But this verse says to set your heart on things above and to set your mind on things above. So it's training and it's being intentional about doing that, you know, our heart and our mind. And I feel like the being part of the prayer ministry, and I feel like I've had so many different mentors in intercession and prayer and just practicing, you know, prayer, inner healing prayer. We really depend on the Holy Spirit to guide us. I mean, it's not an option. We really need the Holy Spirit to speak, to guide us, to direct us. And so I think just that practice of, right, always trying to follow the Holy Spirit, it's just almost natural for me now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, Nancy, what did you learn from your mom that was modeled to you?
Okay, actually I want to talk about my mom and my mother-in-law, Bob's mom. But my mom was of such a faithful intercessor for me throughout my life, and I just know that her prayers really covered me and brought protection, and you know, just knowing she was faithfully praying for me, it has inspired me to pray for my children, my family, and I just know how important that is. And for Bob's mom, she was a role model of a prayer warrior because she prayed with so much faith. And I remember a time when the kids were young, you know, or like everybody's always sick. And we would pray, I would call her, pray for us, and we would, you know, God answered her prayers. And the other thing I learned from her was, like, if I was on the phone or in person and I just shared a need, she would just pray right on the spot. And that, so I learned that from her, that the best time to pray for someone is right after they share something. And now I feel like that's a habit for me. So I'm just really thankful for all the different mentors I've had, especially my mom and Bob's mom.
Yeah, thank you. You guys, thank you for listening to the panel. I would ask some more questions, but you know, we're running out of time. So right now we're gonna have present time. So if you are a mother, a grandmother, if you can please stand up, and then the people will pass out the gifts. I think they're in here. I just want to, while the gifts are coming, I just want to thank all the moms that were on our panel today, and they reflect the Lord's love, and I'm thankful for their testimonies for today. So if you're a mom, a spiritual mother, visiting our church, please stand up. And then right when you get your gift, then you can sit down, then I'll know everybody has one. Yeah, so thank you, youth, for passing it out. Whichever mom, grandma you see standing up, you could gift them a bag. And I want to thank Belinda Gonzalez for always picking out the best gifts for us. Everybody looks forward to her gifts every year. All righty. Okay, I think we have everybody. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to pray over the moms right now. Okay, everybody can stay seated. I'm just going to pray over our time. Dear Father, thank you for today is Mother's Day. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave us moms. You gave us moms, Lord, to guide us and comfort us and be with us. But Lord, you know, I'm fully aware that not all of us have the power of a lover, of mother's love. Some of us have mother wounds. Maybe we grew up with a critical voice or not seeing us for who we are in Christ, from their own wounding. So Jesus, I just pray over every woman here that whether you have a power of a mother's love or you have a wounding from your mother, that, you know, Psalm 27:10 says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. So, Father, wherever we have, like, a wounding in our heart, Lord, may you just fill us up. I mean, we all need Jesus. We're all fallen. We all, that's why we're here, Father, because we don't have it all together, and we need the Savior. So, Father, I just pray you come in and you just land on each woman's heart today. And I know for some of us, you know, maybe it's we want a child and it's not God's timing yet, and that's painful for us. So Father, or maybe we have a child that fell away from the Lord. They knew them when they were younger, but then as they got older, they went their own way. So Father, as moms, there's so many things that we carry. So Father, thank you that you carry all of our burdens. Thank you that you receive us. And Lord, that's why we're here, because we all need Jesus Christ. But Father, thank you for this time. We love you so much. We honor you here at Catalyst. And may all the women have a great Mother's Day, because you have not forsaken them. So, everybody give your mother a hug, a spiritual mother a hug today. Thank them for being in your heart and life. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.